Pasuk says that the Esav was didn't come forth until, because Adam HaRishon wasn't around yet, didn't make it rain, that it should, was like lying underneath, ready to come out. So Rashi explains that it waited until Adam HaRishon came, until Adam HaRishon was only created later. It was standing al Pesach HaKarka, v'omdu ad yom vov, in the middle of the Rashi here, v'lomo, v'lomo kilo himtir, my timer lo himtir, says l'fisha she'odom ayin lavad esu adomo, v'ein makir b'tevosin shal gishomim. There was no Adam, he wasn't working, there was no one to recognize the benefit of rain, that you need rain to make this grass grow. Ukeshebo Adam, man came to Yoda Sheheim Tzorech Leolam, and he understood that the world needs the rain in order for this to the for this the Esav to grow. He spalal aleihem, he davened, he prayed for it. V'yordu v'tzomcho ilonus v'atshoyim, and the trees and all the grasses, they grew because he was mispalal, and then it came. Kshomim. And the Gemara explains, the Gemara in Chulin explains that Melamed sheyosed shoyim ve'omdo al Pesach karka ad shebodom rishon ubike shaleim rachamim v'yordu kshomim v'tzomchu le'lamdecho. This is to teach us this lesson. Hakadosh Baruch Hu misave l'tfiloson shel tzaddikim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu craves the tfilos of tzaddikim. So he orchestrated a situation where all of this growth, this vegetation, is going to be mitachas la'adomo. It's not going to come forth yet. The rain is not going to come yet until Adam, who can be makir, the need for rain in order for things to grow, and he'll be mispalel. And then it'll grow. And the reason the Gemara says is, Rashi doesn't bring that loshen, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu misave l'tfiloson shel tzaddikim. That seems to be the pshat in Rashi. But when you think about it, it's a little bit interesting, because first of all, we know, I mean, that's a dover portion, that when we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu misave l'tfiloson shel tzaddikim, we're not talking about his needs. His craving, so to speak, this taiva, this desire for tefillos shel tzaddikim, is because of what it does for the tzaddikim, not what it does for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's part of the chesed Hashem, it's part of his hatova, that he wants them to, tzaddikim, to be able to daven, that brings them closer to Hashem. That's the hatova. But here, what happened, or what the trade-off was, or what the weight was for something that was really very dramatic. Because here is one person that Hashem's creating the whole world for him. So he created this whole world, you know, Chazal say, Chayav Adam Loim Mekol Olam Nivra Bishvili. Adam HaRishon was the one who didn't just say it. Adam HaRishon was the one. He was the one. The whole world was created for him. All of Olam Chesed Yibone was all for Adam HaRishon. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu had so much chesed that he was giving him. And he had the whole world, the whole, the vegetation, and everything that was created was all for him. And yet, it wasn't enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, not yet. I'm not going to let this come about, because here's an opportunity. Right now, there's no Adam. There's no one who can recognize the need for rain, and therefore to be mispalel. That's clear from the Gemara that was the matora, lomo. The Gemara says, lelam decho, this teaches us this lesson. So the Teretz is, so he's waiting for Adam HaRishon to be created in order to be able to recognize the chisorin, the need, that we need rain in order for all this vegetation to grow, and he's going to be mispalel, and now we're going to have this additional elevation, this additional hatova that Adam HaRishon is going to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this tefillah that he has. So look, all of the hatova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave was not enough. In other words, he had so much, he created a whole world for him. And I just bring over here this strange, very different from what the Meforshim learn, but the where is it? I have two different kinds of copies here. Here it is. The Targum on Mo Oshiv LaHashem Kol Tagmeloh Yoloi Mo Asiv Kodem Hashem Kol Gmulon Tovon Dilei. All of the good gmul that he has, gimilin hinun olai, they're all given to me. David HaMelech, obviously everything good was not given to David HaMelech only. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give him all the good he had in the world. But David HaMelech was able to feel that the Chesed Hashem was so intense, was so deep, was so fulfilling, that it's as if he gave me all the Chesed in the world. The other Rishi Taki gave all the Chesed in the world. This is not just a feeling, this is a reality. And all of that, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, that's not enough. There's another dimension that beyond all of this, I created a whole world and all this chesed for Adam HaRishon alone, but there's another dimension. He could be able to be mispalel and to be able to come closer to me. That, it seems, is like, I can't. There's nobody to be makabit toivosom. There's no Adam yet. I can't let it happen. I can't have the whole world will be created for Adam. I can't let it happen because there's another dimension of chesed that I could accomplish by waiting, even though the extent of the chesed is mind-boggling. It's an entire world for this one person. But you know, there's something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mesaveh l'tfilos n'shel tzadikim. So I just think that, you know, sometimes we don't appreciate the opportunity that we have, the extent of the chesed Hashem, to be able to be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it seems that I don't know if it's the tefillah or if it's the answering of the tefillah, whichever wherever that chesed is appreciated the most, but it's a tremendous opportunity to maximize the chesed Hashem and to draw ourselves close, and the drawing close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I guess that's like the new dimension of chesed. He gives, but here's something else. Here's now I can connect with him. I ask him. I appreciate the need, and now I can turn with the hakora of the chisorin. And once I recognize the chisorin, I can now turn to Hashem to be mamala that chisorin. And that's a dimension of connection which is takes us beyond the HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the whole world that he created. Wanted that we need that additional connection. That's one idea. I think it you know, we make a brocha b'rei nefoshes rabbis v'chesroinon. We talk about the chisorin. The chisorin is very important because when a person is makeh the chisorin, then he turns to Hashem to be memaleh that chisorin, and that brings from a tefillah, from a matzav of chisorin, brings a person to such a level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's mamish like the maybe the ultimate hatova. Another thought which is not really connected is this. We read in Koheles, it's here on the top of the page, Divrei Chachomim benachas nishmoim mizakas moishel baksilim. The Divrei Chachomim are heard when they're given benachas, and more so than screaming of the Moishel Bixolim. And it seems in the Mefarshim learn Bixolim means the foolish Moishel. The Moishel is from the fools, and he's screaming. So Rashi says, Benachas Nishmoim Mekubolim Hem Labriyos. To be Mekabel, what a person is saying, if it's given benachas with a certain gentleness, with a certain pleasantness, with a certain peacefulness, it's mekubolim labriyos, mizakas meishel baksilim, malchei ho'umois, the nations of the kings of the umois, that they give it with this screaming. Meishesh nifta ze kamo shonim. Meish Rabbeinu is gone for a long time. Vadaying zeirosav mekubolim al Yisroel, and his xeros that Meish Rabbeinu was goyzer, adaying mekubolim. We're still following those xeros of Meish Rabbeinu. Vekamo malchei ho'umois, Goizrim Gzeiros al Yisrael. Many of the Malchei Umos have made Gzeiros on Yisrael. Ve'ein devreim miskayimim. We're not mekayim them. We don't take them. You know, there's a famous Chassidish story with Rabbi Levi Yitzchok. That it was a Pesach right before the Seder, and he tells his Gaboyim to go out in Berdichev and to get all the contraband, that all the illegal products that they weren't allowed to do business with, and to bring him to him. I don't know what he wanted. They go and they bring and they find everybody has, you know, like everybody had all this illegal schoira. And then he says, now go out and find chometz. See if you can find any chometz. And nobody was able to find a mashu. I said, Rebbeinu Shalelem, look at your people. You know, when the melech, boss of Adam, makes a gzera, yeah, a joke. Who could care less? You know, they got tons and tons. They brought him all the schoira. And you tell us, you know, yeah, a mashu. They couldn't find anything. So, but it's what's interesting to me over here is the pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make up stories. Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed as the official Novi, the official Melamed of the Torah to Klal Yisrael. It was appointed at Har Sinai when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hinei Anochi Bo Elecha Ba'ava Anon Ba'avur Yishma'om Bedabri Imoch Ve'gam Bocha Yaminu Lo'ilam. They hear Hashem appointing Moshe Rabbeinu and saying, you're going to be my Novi, you're going to be my spokesman, and you speak in my name. So when Moshe Rabbeinu makes a gzera, it comes in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The seriousness of it, the magnitude of it, the Yirah Shemayim that should be involved is tremendous. Melech Bosav Adam, no. All right, they have power, they're dangerous, they're this, but the Maisa, in terms of our motivation to do anything, you know, who are you? You know, we're not goyris you. But it seems that despite the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu came in the name of Hashem, Rashi seems to learn Dibrei Chachamim Benachas Nishmoim that the reason that we're still mekabel the gzeiros of Moshe Rabbeinu, even kama, I know what he means, kama shonim, it's like an expression maybe, but so many years later, is because of the way he gave it over. It wasn't the koyach of the Dvar Hashem Shebo that had that most powerful element of it, but the most powerful element to assure, and the contrast between that and the Malchei Umos Olam is Benachas, not Bezo'oka. It was Benachas Nishmoim. So I think that that's something that it's a lesson in so many areas. It's a lesson in parenting. It's a lesson in teaching. It's a lesson maybe even in talking to ourselves. It's when it's Benachas. That's what has the koyach. It creates this motivation, this desire, this, and it seems it reverberates, because I don't know if it means that the next generation is giving it over benachas, but it was already given benachas. It's identified with, I don't know exactly how that even works, but if it's benachas nishmoim, and even though it comes with such authority, which one would think that that's what should make all the difference, but no. It's really the Nachas Nishmoim. And the same thing, it comes to teaching, it comes to Chinuch, it comes to Kiruv, it comes to Hashpor. The strong talk, the threatening talk, the talk that could be backed up with physical prowess, with danger, that's not the real stuff. The real motivation to continue to do and the factor, the underlying factor that guaranteed that this was carried on to future generations was the way it was given over. Benachas Nishmoim. I think that's a very very powerful piece of advice in terms of those who wish to give over and communicate values and ideas and halachos and directives, and that can make all the difference. It can come on the greatest authority, but the koyach that really makes it stick, that creates this desire to be mekabel, that seems to be the way it's given over benachas.